Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's 8:15 now. A beautiful morning. A little bit cloudy, but it's cool. 64 degrees if you average the temperatures. It's only going to go up to 73 today with a 20% chance for showers and the sun playing peekaboo. And then tomorrow, highs of 74. We're going to let you know how to get to work or school or wherever in the best possible way with another look at traffic in about 5 minutes. But David Hammer joins us now, our friend, WWL-TV Channel 4 investigative reporter. If there is anything to be investigated, I can guarantee you David Hammer is going to be all over it. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Tommy. Thanks for that.
You're quite welcome.
Working hard.
It's true, and I know you do work very hard. When it comes to the video you had on last night, for people that didn't see it, maybe you could explain what was going on and whose video it was and some of the narration that accompanied it.
Sure. So there was a worker who was working on the Hard Rock Hotel site, and he was there, took a video on Thursday, so that's 2 days before the collapse. And a local concrete contractor who does shoring named Randy Gaspard had direct contact with this worker. We don't know what the worker's name is. He's a Spanish speaker who throughout the video is talking in Spanish, but Mr. Gaspard vouched for him being there and on site, and we could see that it was the site. And he talks about these temporary support jacks, point load support, they call it, for shoring purposes, where they have temporary supports underneath the floors as they're letting the concrete set and cure. And he's pointing out to another worker that this is doesn't look good, that the engineering isn't good, and complains that, look at this beam, it's broken, it's bending, and it is, you know, they couldn't remove it because there was just too much pressure on it. And he just walks around and points out various things and expresses deep concern. He says, this is really serious. And he has some choice words for the architects and engineers.
And then you spoke to a civil engineer after, right?
Right. And, you know, his name is Ashton Avegno. He's a local structural engineer and actually had trained the engineer that is the lead engineer on this project 15 years ago. That man worked for him. And he's got a lot of experience, and he says, you know, I have a great deal of respect for workers who put the construction together, and they know construction, but knowing construction doesn't mean that you know engineering. And so people have opinions about the engineering, but they, until a trained engineer goes in, looks at the plans, compares them to exactly what was done, they're not going to know. Now, the problem here is, if this thing comes down before people can get a real good look at it inside, some of that evidence could be lost forever.
And again, you got people dead, so it could maybe be a crime scene as well, depending on what happened. We don't know that.
Yeah, I you know, there's a lot of things that are going to happen legally. There are already lawsuits filed. There's things being bandied about the role of workers' comp in how this is covered. Various companies are indemnified. So it's probably not going to be a thing like the Deepwater Horizon was, where there was actually crimes charged against companies, but you never know. I mean, people will fight to make sure that there's wrongful death cases go through the courts, and we'll just see after how that plays out. That's going to be a while now, though.
I will pick it up when we come back, David, and I want to ask you about other claims of companies that were called out because of problems on a job site. Have you discovered any of that? What do you think is going to happen today in terms of taking that building down in advance of the tropical weather that we could be expecting. And I saw a graphic on Channel 4 today about how much that crane has moved, and it is considerable. And also, where does the next shoe fall, I guess, in terms of the investigation? 8:20 more, we come back right now. Time for WWL Traffic with Chris Miller, WWL Traffic with Josh. 8:25, Tommy Tucker, WWL, in case you have not heard, at 2 p.m. or thereabouts, because as our guest told us, they seem to be running late, all of these things, that the construction collapse of the Hard Rock Hotel project. We'll carry that press conference for you at 2 p.m. here live on WWL with the governor and the mayor. David Hammer is our guest, WWL-TV Channel 4 investigative reporter. David, you mentioned, did you say a concrete shoring company had been called out?
No, this gentleman, Randy Gaspard, who provided the video, was not actually working on the site. He does shoring work around town, so he's familiar with it and familiar with the operation and vouch for the worker. But the thing that really made, I think, the video pertinent is that it jived with what several other workers whom we spoke to directly, who confirmed through pay stubs and other proof that they were on the job, and photos and what have you, that what they were saying about the shoring, that they had raised concerns. And, you know, you don't know how much of this is just people being, you know, critical of on a job while they're working. But it sounds to me, from what people were saying, that they were expressing really serious concerns for a while now about some of these designs with the shoring, the way that this type of metal decking floor supposedly needed fewer posts or wider spans between support beams, and people who were working on the job were confused by that or didn't feel comfortable about that. There was one who commented that they were all joking that they'd never stay in that hotel because they didn't trust it even while they were working on it. So again, you don't want to overemphasize things where people might be just, you know, disgruntled on the job, but when you get a critical mass of people all saying the same thing who aren't connected, and then you see this video, it really starts painting a picture. But like I said, this trained
civil engineer,
experienced civil engineer Ashton Avegno, said you really have to take it with a grain of salt, because until you have a trained civil engineer who looks at the plans and compares them and does measurements and calculations, you can't be sure that this is not something that was done to spec or to design.
You know, in terms of your investigation, David, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Was there something else?
No, that's right.
So the process of all of these things, so you got workers, you got foremen. At some point, I guess you have somebody, an architect or an engineer or somebody coming. First off, you got to approve the plans, right? Or an inspector or somebody checking this as it's happening. It shouldn't just happen with just workers and I guess subcontractors, right?
Correct. I mean, we've looked at the city's inspections. They post those online at their one-stop website. And we looked, and they did approve various designs, but that's not always exactly what's implemented.
Right.
And that was one of the things that these workers were telling us as well, is that there were a lot of last minute changes. For instance, there was this plan to put one pool on a deck, and then they ended up deciding they were going to put a pool on the very top 18th floor. They hadn't actually installed it yet when this happened, but that was a change that was made along the way. And, you know, there were a lot of other individual changes and things like the use of a lift, a scissor lift that packs a lot of pressure into a small area is something that was done along the way. And there was someone who we spoke to, who's an expert on these things, who was saying that the scissor lift that could be seen in the wreckage could have had something to do with it. All of these are our theories at this point, but we're starting to get a clearer picture. And we don't want to jump the gun, but we want to put out verified things and things that we've been able to back up and let people decide for themselves.
I believe in terms of they have initial plans, blueprints that have to be approved. Then if anything has changed, they have to, in theory, be approved again. And then at the end of it all, there are as-built blueprints in case somebody has to go in there and fix something or see what actually happened, how the project turned out finished. And that could be an emergency or just a repair situation, et cetera. Have you seen any indication that, and I'm sure on a project this big, they had a lot of revised plans, that any of this was not signed off on, or that the contractor, and Ella, this is allegedly, somehow deviated from the plans without documenting them or being approved by the city or the architect or whomever?
Well, I am hearing allegations about that, but I need to do more research to verify it. And I don't feel like it's there yet, but there are allegations to that effect in terms of, gaps that were allowed at, connecting points with the support beams and whether there was enough overlap actually applied compared to what was called for in the plans, things like that. So I'm still working on that. You know, we want to have everything documented and verified before we report it and, give people an idea that this is actually a contributing factor or could be a contributing factor.
That's because you are the consummate professional, a very talented reporter. David, we appreciate you, your work, and your time, and I know you'll come back on with us if anything else is discovered.
I'd be happy to.
Thank you, sir. David Hammer, WWL-TV, Channel 4 investigative reporter. 8:31 more when we come back. We're going to, matter of fact, talk about Governor.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.